Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll have some songs about a rodent, some cardiac songs, listen to this past week in recording history, and celebrate the birthday of Lou Reynolds and Tori Merton's achievement. Last week, December 5th, marked the birth in 1901 in Chicago, Illinois, of the founder of the happiest place on earth, Walter Elias Disney. He grew up on a farm in Missouri and in Kansas City, where he got art lessons from a correspondence course. He dropped out of high school at 17 to serve in World War I, returning to Kansas City in 1919 as an apprentice commercial illustrator. Later, he made animated advertising cartoons and set up his own shop in 1922. That venture failed, and he moved with his older brother Roy to Hollywood to resume cartoon production. He found success with Steamboat Willie, the first fully synchronized sound film, which featured Disney as the voice of the character called Mortimer Mouse. It was Disney's wife Lillian who suggested the name Mickey Mouse, saying it sounded better. So here to commemorate the birthday of Walt Disney is a trio of Mickey Mouse songs, beginning with Don Bester in his orchestra.
Turning somersaults, and even Grandma wants to waltz, 'cause Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
What a celebration, we will show to the nation, folks are here for miles around.
No one's home and napping, 'cause they're wondering what will happen now that Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
Oh,
telephones are busy.
Hello.
Daddy's getting dizzy. Wash your face and finish up. You better eat your spinach up, 'cause Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
Oh.
Minnie's Mickey is cute and tricky, and though he isn't so tall,
in the hero's great hall, he's the monster of them all.
Clarabelle the cow makes a moo and howl when she hears his footfall.
Horace chaps in his stall, Mickey's monster of them all.
Pluto the pup with a kiss wakes Mickey up,
flapping his ears with joy.
Even the daisy on Minnie's hat is crazy,
for Minnie's Mickey boy.
Just for him the snails wag their tails, and potatoes open their eyes.
Look at him with surprise, Mickey's monster of them all.
He's the monster of them all. Here the bells are ringing, everybody is singing, pink confetti's raining down.
Here's a turning somersault, and even Grandma wants to walk, 'cause Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
What a celebration, we will show to the nation, folks are here for miles around.
No one's home and napping, 'cause they're wondering what will happen now that Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town. Oh,
telephones are busy. Watching Mickey wrestle, Minnie off a trestle, while he knocks the villain down.
Wash your face and finish up, you better reach your spinach up, 'cause Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
Thank you.
boss's birthday party, that's the place to be. Spread the news everywhere, listen to that band. It's Mickey Mouse's birthday party, let's give him a hand. The three little pigs and the big bad wolf are playing piggyback. There's Minnie dressed in a Sunday best and Donald Duck goes. Ring those bells, toot those horns, let the world be gay. It's Mickey Mouse's birthday party, what a holiday.
Now.
So where's that freaky mouse?
That flicky, wacky, wicky, Bolsheviki, Mickey Mouse. Vote, ladies and gentlemen, vote for Mickey Mouse.
Hooray!
And make him our next president.
Hooray!
The Congress, he is sure to say, meow, meow, okay, okay, yeah, yeah, yes, yes. How dry I am, have one on me, and then he'll cry, give me the facts, give me my axe, I'll cut your tax. He'll show us all what can be done when he's in Washington. So let's give the good old White House to tricky, wacky, wicky, Bolsheviki, Mickey Mouse.
Ben Burney and All the Lads, with Ben and the band providing the vocal on What? No Mickey Mouse? Written by Irving Caesar and recorded August 23rd, 1934. Before Ben Burney, it was the International Novelty Orchestra in October of 1936 and Mickey Mouse's Birthday Party, written by George W. Meyer, Charlie Tobias, and Bob Rothberg. And we began the show with the DeMarco Girls and Frank Sherry, backed by Don Bester and his orchestra, on September 25, 1933, and Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in Town. Some Mickey Mouse songs to commemorate the birthday of Walt Disney, December 5, 1901. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, December 4th, marked the birth in 1896 in Miami, Missouri, of Louis Lou Reynolds. He started playing drums at age 14 and 2 years later was in Los Angeles playing in silent movie theaters and burlesque, after which he took up the saxophone and played up and down the West Coast. He met Paul Whiteman in 1918 and they were in a Navy band together, after which they played at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco. He played saxophone in George Olson's band and then started his own band, playing all over the West Coast at venues including the Hotel Green in Pasadena, which is still there, by the way, the Palais de Danse in Los Angeles, and Neptune and Suites Ballroom in Oakland. The band recorded more than a dozen sides for the Flexo label in 1931 and 32, including these three.
Thank you. What did I do? What did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy, clouding the skies of blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you, you're driving me crazy. What did I do to you?
Lou Reynolds and his orchestra recording for the Flexo label in 1931 and 32. We began with Smile When the Raindrops Fall, written by Alice Keating Howlett and Will Livernash. That record by Lou Reynolds is the only commercial recording of that tune, but it can be heard in a number of Hal Roach films. It begins the soundtrack to Laurel and Hardy's 1930 picture Hog Wild, and it's also the record that plays in Stan and Ollie's car radio in Busybodies. The song is also heard in a number of Charlie Chase shorts, and there's a biography of Charlie Chase by Brian Anthony and Andy Edmonds titled Smile When the Raindrops Fall. That was followed by You Don't Need Glasses. Well, you may not, but I do. You Don't Need Glasses was written by Dave Dreyer, Harry Richman, Little Jack Little, and Steve Nelson. We finished up with Walter Donaldson's You're Driving Me Crazy. Flexo Records were the product of the Pacific Coast Record Corporation in San Francisco. They were designed by Jesse J. Warner, a recording engineer and inventor. As part of his marketing campaign, he manufactured them in a wide variety of sizes, colors, and speeds, some with different speeds on different sides, and some playing from the inside out. As the name suggests, they were flexible and unbreakable. A Pacific Coast catalog of the time says, "The new Flexo record is constructed of a specially processed material sufficiently delicate to reproduce the finest and most natural tone qualities. The new Flexo records have been put to the most trying and extraordinary tests. They've been thrown into the streets, run over by automobiles and trucks for hours at a time. They've been laid out under the burning rays of a hot summer sun without materially affecting their rendition qualities. They will wear almost indefinitely and are a permanent and lasting record." Well.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
It's time now for This Week in Recording History. Yes, that's the portion of the show where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to start off is the hi-hatted tragedian of song.
Sunrise glows for you. Daylight, it never breaks until my little dawn awakes to drive the dark of night away. allow you to drive the night away. Dawn, you were born to light my day. Skies are more fair when they're reflected in your eyes. Every little thing about you makes me call you dawn. Thank you.
Some rapidly rotating records recorded this past week in years past. We began with Ted Lewis and his band, December 6, 1928, and Allah's Holiday from the musical Katinka, written by Rudolph Frimmel. Next, it was a terrific record by Mike Markle's orchestra with an unidentified vocalist and Dawn, recorded exactly 1 year earlier than the Ted Lewis record on December 6, 1927. After Dawn, it was a cornet solo by Joe King Oliver, accompanied on piano by Jelly Roll Morton and Tom Cat on an autograph record from December of 1924. Wrapping up was Tal Henry and his orchestra and My Little Old Home Down in New Orleans, written by Jimmy Rogers and recorded by Victor on December 5, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, December 3rd, in 1967, the first successful heart transplant was performed by Dr. Christian Barnard in Cape Town, South Africa. So here to commemorate Dr. Barnard's achievement are some cardiac songs, beginning with Joe Venuti and his orchestra.
awake without any pain. I'm glad you're back, sweetheart, and
yeah.
And I'm in love again.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, yeah. Your kisses from the lips as big as mine. We'll add to my sweet heartache,
heartache,
and make it more divine. Say, why is it every time I look at you, I shake and tremble? I resemble a ship in a gale without any sail. Ah. Sweetheartache, you're sent from heaven above. I'll gladly stand this heartache,
baby.
It means that I found love, love, dee doo, love, dee doo, lie.
set your heart on me and never learn to sigh. Give one little sign, say that you'll be mine, making dreams reality. What a place this world would be for me and you, just the happiest lovers on the avenue. Come, let's make a start, never more to part. Oh, honey, set your heart on me.
Rita Williams with Billy Maron and his Commanders, March 5th, 1937, and Set Your Heart on Me. That was preceded by, take your pick, Florence Parkinson, Ennis Parks, or Mrs. Jack Hilton and her band, and Take My Heart from September 23rd, 1936. Before Mrs. Jack Hilton, it was Mr. Fats Waller and his rhythm and Sweet Heartache. Fats recorded this vocal version as well as an instrumental on April 9th, 1937. We began with Joe Venuti and his orchestra, with Slim Fortier providing the vocal on You Have Taken My Heart from a Banner 78 recorded December 29, 1933. Some cardiac songs to commemorate the first heart transplant performed by Dr. Christian Bernard on December 3, 1967.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Most of the time, we try to highlight events and achievements from the 20s and 30s, but this week I happened across this fairly recent item. On December 3rd in 1999, Tory Murden of the United States docked her 23-foot boat called American Pearl at Fort Dubois on the French Caribbean island of Guadeloupe. What made it remarkable is that she had just rowed across the Atlantic Ocean, the first woman to do so, covering 2,962 miles in 81 days. So here to commemorate Tory Murden's achievement are some rapidly rotating records about rowing, beginning with Collins and Harlan.
Young Johnny Jones, he had a cute little boat, and all the girlies he would take for a pillow. He had girlies on the shore, sweet little peaches by the score. But Johnny was a Weisenheimer, you know. His city girl was Flo. And every Sunday afternoon, she'd jump in his boat and they would fool. And then he'd row, row, row. way up the river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her, then he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him when. He'd fool around, and then they'd kiss again, and then he'd row, row, row. A little further he would row, oh, 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 oh. Then he'd drop both his oars, take a few more encores, and then he'd row, row, row. And then he'd row, row, row. Way up the river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her, then he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him when. He'd fool around and fool around, and then they'd kiss again, and then he'd row, row, row. A little further he would row, oh, 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 oh. With her head on his breast, then there's 20 bars rest, and then he'd row, row, row. Right in his boat he had a cute little seat, and every kiss he stole from Flo was so sweet. And he knew just how to row. He was a rowing Romeo. He knew an island where the trees were so grand. He knew just where to land. Then tales of love he'd tell to Flo until it was time for them to go. And then he'd row, row, row. Way up the river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her, then he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him when. He'd fool around, and then they'd kiss again, and then he'd row, row, row. A little further he would row, oh, 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 oh. Then he'd drop both his oars, take a few more encores, and then he'd row, row, row. And then he'd row, row, row. Way up the river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her, then he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him when. He'd fool around and fool around, and then they'd kiss again, and then he'd row, row, row. A little further he would row, oh, 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 oh. With her head on his breast, then there's 20 bars rest, and then he'd row, row, row.
Thank you. her he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her, then he'd kiss her now and then.
She would tell him when. He'd fool around, and then they'd kiss again, and then he'd row, row, row.
A little further he would row, oh, 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 oh. Then he'd drop off his oars, take a few more on doors, and then he'd row, row, row.
A considerably more raucous version of Row, Row, Row than the one we played at the beginning of that set. That was, of course, the man who murdered music, Lindley Armstrong Jones, better known as Spike, and his City Slickers. That's from a radio program titled Furlough Fun, sponsored by Gilmore Gasoline's Roaring Red Lion, which was a Saturday night show to entertain servicemen, and which was emceed by Beryl Wallace. We began with Arthur Collins and Byron Harlan on September 8, 1913, and their rendition of Row, 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 which was written by James Monaco and William Jerome. In between the Row, Row, Rows from George Olson's first electrical recording session, June 23, 1925, it was Billy Murray and Ed Small vocalizing on Row, Row, Rosie, written by Alfred Bryan and George W. Meyer. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Thank you for your very kind attention.